This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you missed the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you missed the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the penalty deadline, have a baby, get married, or get dropped from your plan? Don't worry, plans are available now, and in just minutes, we will help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you. But hurry and get covered before it's too late.
Call 800-332-1993 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993. 800-332-1993.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, in our 25th year on the air covering consumer tech. The latest in products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of cool tech available today and into tomorrow. And of course, we thank you for joining us, but thank you in advance for calling in and participating on the program. You can do that anytime at your convenience, 24/7. If you've got a consumer tech question, if you've got additional help for one of our listeners, you'd like to add to our answer or debate our answer, whatever the case, that's fine. We want to hear from you. And the best way is to use the free Into Tomorrow app and the audio option on the app. Or the old-fashioned way still works. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America, 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. Our next guest is with a leading provider of virtual science labs to over 3 million students all around the world. Pretty fascinating stuff. The founder and CEO of a company called Labster is Michael Jensen. Michael, welcome into Tomorrow. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm doing great. Thanks so much. And it's great to be here today.
Well, we're happy to have you because what you guys are doing is really fascinating. And of course, like a lot of online and virtual classes since the pandemic, you've been able to grow, which is fortunate. But what you're doing is very unique, I think, and certainly very different in terms of helping 3 million students around the world with science. Since we cover technology and science and that sort of thing, it certainly drew our attention. And I want to remind our radio audience, have no fear if you hear us referring to videos and showing you things. Keep your eyes on the road if you're driving, but visit us at intotomorrow.com and see the video where Michael is showing us some of this. Tell me first a little bit about Labster, and then let's get into exactly what you guys are doing.
Yeah, perfect. So I think that the simplest analogy I can give is essentially a flight simulator for teaching pilots or training pilots, except we are training the next generation of scientists in the wonders of science. And so we essentially created a fully immersive 3D interactive laboratory that not only allows the students to experiment with science in unlimited open-ended ways, but even also allow the students to go on field trips out into the field to gather samples and do real research and apply their knowledge and science to real world cases. And in fact, we can even take the students to Mars, to other planets, to learn about physics on the moon, for instance. And we can do really incredible, exciting things once we really take the world of gamification and gamified learning into the science education.
In fact, I love the fact that you talk about the laboratory because you're, for example, right now, Zoom videoing with us from Zurich, Switzerland. So clearly, it doesn't matter where on the planet you are, you can still be involved in science and virtually any place on the planet or in the universe for that matter.
Yeah, correct. And in fact, we are now helping students all over the world. Our primary market has always been in North America and US specifically, and worked for now more than 8 years to create these incredible learning experiences, really for teachers and students. But here during the pandemic, we really saw a massive boost in demand, of course, around the world. As COVID hit, there was a huge spike in the need for this type of solution that allowed the teachers to move their education, their science science education fully online. So it's something we always been doing for many years, especially in hybrid formats where students would prepare at home anywhere, just as homework before they go into the real physical labs. And so you can imagine students receiving an assignment, a homework assignment, where the mission is to play a game, where they have to go to Mars, to another planet, gather samples and go into the lab and rehearse to prepare for the next in-classroom or in-lab exercise and workshops. So we're really excited about this technology and was actually helping teachers and students around the world already pre-COVID, but now during COVID have seen up towards a 20x increase in the usage, which is quite mind-boggling. I'm happy our servers didn't go down.
We were under a lot of pressure
at some point, especially during back to school, but we managed and are really happy and proud how we've been able to help now millions of students around the world really continue their education here, even during COVID. They can continue it. And in many cases, actually, this has been a way for teachers and students to experience and open up their eyes to new ways of teaching, to use technology in the classroom in new ways, whereas previously you were typically maybe not be as encouraged to try out new things because you had a very good kind of standard way of teaching science. But COVID forced, of course, many, many teachers to now really look around for what are the alternative solutions out there, and Labs 3, we've been out there really helping as much as we possibly can during this important time to support all the teachers and students.
And just as importantly, it sounds like when we're finally back to a new normal, whatever that is, right, that teachers will still be able to use Labster in their classrooms so that it's not just a virtual from home kind of a thing with an assignment, and yet still have those options as well.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the, if we can highlight some positive things of COVID, is that it has forced certain types of innovations to take place, and especially in edtech and in education, we definitely see teachers in unfortunate ways being forced to try out and to really suddenly throw everything up in the air and say, what can we do? How can we help the students continue their learning?
Yeah.
But what we see more and more now is teachers, as they try Labster and get both the feedback and experience themselves, but also the feedback from the students, and see how the students are reacting to this new way of using gamified education as part of their classroom learning is really an eye-opener for many teachers. So I'm really, really proud that when COVID hit here earlier this year, that we'd made a decision to make Labster completely freely available for any school that was affected by COVID-19.
Wow.
And essentially enabled thousands of teachers around the world, especially in North America, to take free training as well on how to teach science online. We had thousands of teachers joining in webinars. It was an incredible experience and really sort of humbled by the opportunity we had to help so many teachers at that time. And now we're proud to see and also hear from the teachers how they have seen the benefits of Labster also post-COVID, that this is something that can actually help education even outside of COVID by using technology to improve the way we teach students today.
Kudos to you guys, and we thank you for your service in this sense as well, because I don't know how you can stay in business doing all the cool virtual classes that you can do, but it's great that Labster is able to do that and allow students and teachers to have the same impact. Can you show us another video perhaps from your perspective of the kinds of things, maybe take us virtually somewhere and show us for a couple of minutes here.
Yeah, I would love to show you here a video where we essentially show, this is a short little demonstration of the many things you can do when you start virtualizing science education. But really, I want to say that it's only your imagination that sets the limits here.
Wow.
We can take the students out into the world and explore science in whole new ways that we couldn't even do in the physical labs today. So, of course, one of the really exciting things is that we can give access for students to a fully equipped $1 million laboratory with open-ended, unlimited learning, all the equipment you can imagine. But not only that, as you can see in some of these clips here, we take the students into the equipment, inside the laboratory equipment, so that they not only understand how to use the equipment, but also what happens inside. What even happens inside a sample, for instance, when you run a PCR test, for instance, as part of COVID here, what is actually going on inside the PCR machine, and how is the DNA replicating such that we can actually perform these important COVID tests. All of those things are things we cannot do in the physical lab, but in the virtual environment, we can really immerse the students in the educational experience here.
Truly is fascinating. I mean, everything from various DNA things to microscopes and other things in the lab that one would expect to see and use is all there, and it just looks truly fascinating. I mean, this is well produced. This is not, you know, just a whiteboard that you put on video. This is really excellent stuff.
We work really hard on this also. Thank you so much, and I will share this with the whole team. So we have more than 100 people right now working incredibly hard every single day to create all these immersive, interactive experiences. And what I also think is important to highlight is that we really work together with teachers, learning scientists, game designers, and scientists to bridge all these different fields of expertise to really think about how can we create the best possible experiences for the students to understand these otherwise very complex and hard to teach topics. And so it's really a perfect way also for the teachers to engage their students in the science topics, which is typically one of the harder things to do in science because you have limited budgets and may not be able to take the students on a field trip to Mars, for instance. It's not that many teachers will get that opportunity. But here in the virtual worlds, we can actually do that. And so I'm really excited about the opportunities that we can provide teachers. What we, for instance, also do is start to use the insights of how students are operating and navigating the laboratories. And then we give the teachers a full dashboard, an overview of how their students are performing and where the students are struggling the most, which is perfect for the teachers then in the follow-up lectures that they can go in and address either individually with individual students or as a kind of more broader lecture for the whole class, address the topics that are most challenging for the students in that specific classroom.
Wow, and I can just imagine students going home at the end of a school day and the parent says, hopefully, so what'd you do in school today? Oh, I went to Mars. What? You know, yeah, we could do that with Labster. So that's kind of cool, too, because it just continues to proliferate the good things that you and your team are working on to help students globally be able to learn so much more. And what are the most popular subjects that you find that people are clamoring for, whether it's students or teachers saying, we want more of this? What would this be?
So typically it's any area or topic that is either too dangerous or too time consuming or too expensive to teach in the physical labs. So if we can suddenly give the teachers the opportunity to provide their students with this open-ended experiences, those are typically some of the very popular experiences. But what we also see is things such as lab safety, for instance, or chemistry safety, where you want to simulate what actually happens if there is an accident in a laboratory. Oh. And how do you as a student react very fast and in the best possible way to that. Those things you don't want to simulate in a real physical lab.
No.
Only in, you know, very limited.
Yeah, what you do in school today, we burn the school down. That's not a good thing.
But you want to prepare the students for those scenarios, and that's actually things we can do in these virtual environments.
Wow.
So those are incredibly popular and very important types of scenarios. But then, as you said, if we can take the students to Mars to learn about certain new exciting topics, it can even also, what we actually did in ecology, is we invented an entire new planet and we gave the students a spaceship that they could travel to Astacus 5, this new planet we created, where they could learn about ecology in whole new ways with different types of animal species, which actually was proven in research to help students understand concepts more deeply and then apply that understanding to animals here on Earth. And those types of learning science research and innovations are also things that I'm really proud of our team creating and building into these learning simulations. So really high quality. In fact, I like to say that every simulation that we create, and we have hundreds of them here today, is really a little masterpiece in itself that has so many hours of great work and innovation has gone into those.
And as well, you should be proud by all means. I wish we had more time to see more and to learn and hear more. We just have to get you back on the show again soon because there is so much more to cover. Oh, we'd love to have you. Michael Jensen is the founder and CEO of Labster, L-A-B-S-T-E-R, like lobster, only Labster.
And of course, .com.
.com, exactly. And of course, we'll get you to his site like we do with all of our guests when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Michael, thanks so much for coming on and spending a few minutes with us. And please keep up the good work on behalf of students and teachers around the world.
Thank you, Dave. It was an honor to be here. Thanks so much.
Our pleasure. Michael Jensen with Labster.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow. Stay tuned right here on the Advanced Media Network.